We have encountered another upsetting situation in the Buddhist American group where people are accusing other people of improprieties. And we were contacted by some of the other sanghas around the country to participate in a shaming and a keeping out of the person involved. But as the song tells us, and as the suttas tell us, that shaming and judging and condemning is not what helps the person get better. It's love and forgiveness. Well, not even forgiveness, because you've got to judge somebody to forgive somebody. You've got to condemn somebody to forgive them. And this is about always keeping in your heart a kindness for others, no matter what acting out they might be doing at any given time. Now, just as a political aside, the President of the United States has been allegedly involved in misbehavior. And he's still president. So if we can allow someone who allegedly acted inappropriately, then it all trickles down from there, in my opinion. But it's also the Buddha's opinion. And Panyawati and I deliberated over this for a while because we wanted to make the best decision for Hardwood and for the states, for the United States, for the Dharma in the states, the growth of Buddhism in this country, that we take everything and all of our responsibilities very seriously. So we had long discussions about this and reflection on this as to how we should involve ourselves with this situation. And we were requested to I'm trying to think of the right word. It's not We were asked to disassociate ourselves from the people, and we chose not to do that. And so I'm offering this explanation because there might be people here who might get a whiff of something later on from somebody or some retreat center about our condoning bad behavior, about our acceptance of their belief that the persons should be okay, that's a good word. Well, past judge. Okay. However, this song tells us, informs us that hurt people hurt people. And so what our response, what my responsibility is, what Panyawati's responsibility is, and what everyone else's responsibility is who believes in love and kindness, is to offer that up to the person. Not to turn your back on the person, but to offer that up to the person or persons involved in misbehavior or inappropriate behavior. And I know it's hard to do because there's a voice inside the head that argues with you, telling you that they don't deserve your kindness. They don't deserve your consideration. But I say to you that that voice inside your head, that one that's talking to you and helping you make that decision to step back, to step away from an individual because they have misbehaved, they have hurt somebody, it is for us to remind ourselves that it's the hurt in them that causes them to hurt others. And the only way that we can, or one of the best ways that we can help them heal and move away from their tendencies or their propensity to hurt other people is to show them kindness and show them love. That voice is the ego self. In other words, love flows freely. Kindness flows freely. It's a part of the consciousness of the fabric of reality. It is the self that makes the decision to close up and withhold the flow of love, to deny a person kindness or a person love or healing. It's the self. So what came to me was that it is important for us in our practice to deny that voice its opportunity, because we are trying to arrive at this state of selflessness. And as long as we're listening to this voice, and as long as we're turning off our ability or capability to love and be kind, we are reviving or bringing out of ourselves the self and allowing it to exist and allowing it to contribute to our decision making as far as being a part of the flow of reality. And when we allow that voice to convince us that it is appropriate to do this, then in my opinion, we have fallen back into ordinariness. And that's not what this practice is here to develop for us. So if you are traveling and journeying and you hear someone have opinions about hardwood and the decisions that we make, just love them. Don't fight them. Don't argue with them. Just love them. Because eventually we will all understand about how ego self shuts down the heart and commands us to do things, commands us to, gives us the appropriation and the permission to hurt other people. And just as parents would say when they whipped you, this hurts me more than it hurts you. No, it doesn't. It hurts me more than it hurts you. I'm the one that's getting beat with a belt or a brush or a wire. So don't believe that. And don't tell anybody else that either. Because what we all respond to more than anything else is love and kindness. And in the sutta on the simile of the soul, the Buddha talked to some of the disciples and he was telling them that there might be many ways that someone will speak to you. But no matter how they speak to you, no matter how they approach you, you should not let your mind be affected by that speech. And that in your field of pronouncement, in your field of projection, that you should emanate, you should project love and kindness. And you'll notice that when you do that, you will also feel a practice of being in the flow. Being in acceptance, mindfulness, being in acceptance of what is in this moment. You see, it's denying that acceptance that causes you to speak out against what is prevailing right now. Complaining about it, condemning it. But when I am reminded to love those around me, to not allow their trouble to get into my head, and that I can stay on top of my game by offering back to them understanding and kindness and love. That's being in the flow. That's accepting what is happening right now. That is about being a healed person that heals people. So, you notice I didn't call any names. I didn't point any fingers. So remember that as you go through the world, as you go through life, that it takes a little effort to talk about a problem without talking about the people. But that's a part of the kindness procedure. That's a part of the heartful procedure. That it isn't necessary to talk about people when you're talking about a behavior. But just keep your heart open. And you'll be a helping hand to everyone that you encounter. No judgment. No condemnation. Remember, the voice is your disconnect from reality, from consciousness. It's breaking away and backing away from connection with others. So be aware, know that it's happening. And if it's all right with everyone, we'll get into some loving kindness meditation. The first thing that I would like for you to do is to relax the body, breathe into the body, and do a body scan. Get in touch with the vehicle of breath. So taking one quadrant at a time, one quarter of form at a time, just starting at the top of the head and scanning down to the soles of the feet. Just relaxing one quadrant, one quarter of the form, eliminating all stress, eliminating all desire, eliminating all distress for the world. Just breathing into and relaxing the quadrant all the way down. When you finish the front quadrant, start at the left front, and again, start above the head and go all the way down to the bottoms of the feet, the soles of the feet. All right, let's start at the back right quadrant. Top of the head all the way down to the feet again. In the back left quadrant. Now, what I would like for you to do is to think of someone who has disrespected you, in your opinion, treated you badly, either verbally, verbally or physically, and pervade in that person, imbue that person's form, consciousness, with love and kindness. Now watch that voice that says, no, not them. The person who has, in your opinion, treated you the worst, disrespected you badly. Saturate that person with love. Now, any member of the Sangha that you would like to send love to, kindness to? The choir? Anybody that you know in prison? Send them love and kindness. The United States puts more people in prison than any other country in the whole world. Just goes to show you that hate and judgment doesn't work. And when you think of who you think are the bad guys, some of you may think Russia's the bad guy. Some may think that China's the bad guy. But Russia, China, and the U.S. incarcerate half of the prisons in the whole world. And like I said, the U.S. is the leading imprisoner of people. We got to get some healing going on. Got to get some love going on. Jails aren't working. Think of anybody you know that you believe went to a hell realm. Or in the realm of hungry ghosts. Send them some love. Think about the people you wish would go to hell. Send them some love. pulling from another wisdom path. If God is love, then God is all there is. Then who do we become when we close our heart? Think about that the next time you are offered that choice. And we're always given a choice. That's the good news. We're always given a choice. It's just about reminding and remembering yourself that the choice is yours to make. You can either be one with God or one with self. That's up to you.